Wednesday evening, so we always go out to Sarah with Lunch with a Purpose, and I love how she always says to find out what the lunch special is for tomorrow. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Cheryl. I was dancing to the song in the transition, too.
Well, I should have just been quiet for a couple minutes more, and we could have all enjoyed it a little bit dancing here. I think I'm glad it's radio.
Yep.
That folks weren't watching me dance, so that's okay, though. Lunch with a Purpose, of course, is a group that got together, and every Thursday at noon for an hour to get together and go do something good in the community and help an organization. So that's kind of the background of what you're doing, and where are you heading tomorrow at noon?
Tomorrow we are heading to the Medical Care Facility and Rehab Center of Ingham County out at 3860 Dobie Road to hang out with the residents there, mostly elderly patients. It's an inpatient rehab and medical care. Like, part of it is like a nursing home, more permanent residence, and then part of it is just like a temporary rehab center. But it's, you know, kind of one of those transitional places that, you know, you're not in the hospital, but you're not at home yet. So you don't necessarily get a lot of visitors. So we'll be going out to basically just have lunch and chat with the patients there. We'll also, if anyone wants to bring desserts, I don't know about, you know, the elderly people in your family, but mine and the people there are, love their sweets. So we'll be baking some desserts tonight and taking those with us tomorrow as well.
Very good. Well, yeah, there is often a sweet tooth at establishments like that. And as if to say that the folks bringing them won't enjoy them as well, the other folks coming out to join you. And as always, of course, you don't need any special talents. Just all you need to do is show up at these places to join in the fun going on. Also, I see from Facebook that you're doing something else. You'll be joined by a film crew perhaps tomorrow.
Yes, there is a local learning TV station that contacted us and wanted to do a segment about Lunch with a Purpose, and I'm really interested to learn more about the programs and things that they're offering, but they are going to be joining us tomorrow as well, Learn 101, and so they'll be filming us, interacting with the residents, and learning more about what our group is about. So I think we're all excited to finally meet.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, you can join tomorrow at the facility on Dobie Road at the Ingham Medical Care and Rehab Center, and you're 15 minutes of fame, perhaps, with the film crew there.
Absolutely. And it definitely is always a fun time. And, yeah, we're excited. The more exposure, the better, just seeing how easy and positive it can be. Like, all you need to do is show up with a smile on your face, and I guarantee you'll leave with a bigger smile on your face, feeling like you really, like, made their day. This is definitely one of those places that we've been before, and it's been one of the group favorites. You leave with just such a good feeling. They're so happy and so welcoming, and it definitely means a lot to them and ends up meaning even more to you.
That is so true, so true. Did you get over to the Pass It Forward event this weekend, last weekend?
Yes. Yep, they had an awesome turnout. We collected an entire full-size Suburban of items to pass out, different non-perishable foods and household items to Haven House, Ronald McDonald House, Gateway. And so we had, a huge truck of stuff that we actually didn't even get to deliver that day. There was so much stuff and had to go back and get more. So,
well, that's amazing. That's good stuff. It's such a great event. And like what you're doing tomorrow, you leave with a bigger smile than you went with. So looking forward to it so much. And I know there'll be another one soon, and we'll talk about that one as well. Well, have a blast tomorrow at Ingham Medical Care and Rehab Center. That's at 3860 Dobie Road. We'll look forward to hearing about that next week when we talk. Take care, Sarah. Have a great evening and fun tomorrow.
You too. Thank you so much. And just wanted to say, anyone with kids that are out of school now for the summer, bring them. The more, the merrier.
That's a great idea. Thank you. I didn't even think of that. And what a great lesson to be teaching the kids in terms of giving back and doing it in such a simple way.
And the more, and you would be shocked how much they can learn from, you know, the the elderly people in the community, too, have a lot more life experience.
Oh, absolutely. And you sometimes when I have visited different facilities with some older folks in them, my gosh, I come away laughing so hard. The sense of humor just knocks me over. Just
yep,
hilarious.
This is perfect for anyone that would, love something like that. This is the perfect opportunity. They are a blast.
Very good. Well, have fun tomorrow, and we'll encourage folks to bring kids out of school because we know that folks love to see the children as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Sarah.